It's Tuesday.
Welcome to the Halloween edition episode of See You Next Tuesday.
Yeah, we thought we'd add it in vocally because if you're listening to this, you can't see what we're wearing.
No. And that's a good point. But you should really go over to our YouTube because you need at least a visual. I would be Mama Shark.
And I guess I'm Baby Shark.
I was going to say Grandpa Shark. I'm just kidding.
She's Grandpa Shark.
Grandpa Shark. We don't have to introduce ourselves anymore, I guess. I'm Shay.
I'm Shannon.
Hey, Shannon. What's up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really just skipped all over that.
I know. The Tuesday got me.
I know. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to feel about this, but I'm just going to wing it.
Right before she started, she was like, I'm going to hate this, but I got to do it.
Yeah. I said, it's Spooky Tuesday.
It's Spooky Tuesday.
Because Halloween's almost here.
I know, which is crazy. I feel like time is flying by. It needs to like chill out. I'm not ready for the holidays.
Oh my God, I know. I was thinking about this today because like in Nashville, it's not really cold at all. Yeah. I mean, it's giving fall vibes, but it's not
hardly.
Yeah, it's like 78.
Yeah.
And it's like sunny all the time and I'm loving it, but at the same time I'm like, wow, Halloween's gonna happen and then just one day it's gonna be like 35 degrees.
Oh, and that hurts my soul.
I know. I'm like,
I don't want that.
Me neither.
I don't want that. Well, everybody, I'm having a silly, goofy day. I was, do you ever like get on TikTok and you just scroll, but it's like all funny? I was in tears, just like in tears. And then when that happens, I just get into a silly, goofy mood for the rest of the day. So I know. Pretty good.
Well, it makes you in a better mood because you're just like laughing and you're happy.
Oh, I was geeking out. I feel like TikTok should not be free. Like the shit on there, it's too good. It's like reality TV for me.
I know. They should pay people more on there.
They really should. Like,
you're doing God's work out there.
You guys are. You're bringing me entertainment after entertainment. Anyways, so
speaking of entertaining.
Oh my God. I feel like we had to film last week a little bit early. Mm-hmm. So we did not get to talk about Tell Me Lies. Holy.
The season finale.
Mm. And I knew it was going to just hit.
And the way that me personally, could not watch it until Saturday.
Oh, it's so. And I texted you like a day before. I was like, girl.
You were like, you watch it. And I was like, no.
Oh,
no. And I was literally like, oh my God, it was awful. I was like, I just had so much going on last week and I just like had no time to watch it. And mm-hmm. I was like, everyone keeps talking about it. And I'm like, every TikTok, I'm like, nope. Scroll. And I'm like,
every time. I cannot get on TikTok until I caught up mm-hmm. to the episode because it would have
ruined it. Spoiled it. Yeah.
Spoil everything. But I did see one TikTok of like Brie about to answer the phone and I like scrolled immediately. And now that I saw the episode, I was mm-hmm. like, thank God that would have ruined it.
Oh, it would have told you the whole end.
Oh, okay. So let's dive into it. I'm going to have you start because I feel like I haven't recapped lately. So it's been a few days since I've watched it.
Okay. Well, same a little bit.
Yeah.
But I did take notes.
Oh my God.
Right off the bat, I wrote down, girl, not even a shower.
Oh,
in between.
My God. Not even a blink.
She said, oh my God, I just hooked up with Steven. Yeah. Gotta go see Leo.
I feel like shit about myself now and I feel better about myself. So I'm going to go to Leo and
gotta tell him I love him.
Oh, and then you could see when he was like, oh, you don't want to?
She knows how messed up this is.
She was like, she took 5 seconds to contemplate what she was about to do. And I was like, don't do it.
Yeah. Just say, hey, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah. And I knew that was going to come back and bite her right in the ass.
Oh, my God. And that just, you know, spirals into.
It was so frustrating.
I was watching that and just, what was that? Within the first 5 minutes of the episode. And I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Also, like, there's this crazy thing where you could say, hey, I'm just not into it right now.
I was sitting there like, she could have so easily been like, you know, we just started
back. Let's take it slow.
Let's take it slow and like see how it goes. Nope. And then they go to the party. Oh my God.
Oh.
I lost it when I was like, okay, well, Leo wouldn't know. Like, there's no way to prove it that Leo would know. And maybe he thinks he's lying. And he said, red with white lace, kind of holiday-ish. Oh, I'm gagged.
The way I was like watching that whole scene, like Stephen walking up to them and being like, oh, hey, guys. I was like, oh, God, she's going to tell him. He's going to tell him. And then he, you know, got out of it. Evan pulled him away. And I was like,
circled right back.
He's like a little shark. he circled right back for his prey.
Oh, yeah.
And he just said, hey, just to let you know.
He is the most vindictive person I've ever met in my life. He wants that revenge, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
He is waiting for the revenge.
The way he told Leo that, knowing that Leo would lose his temper, and he's just getting the beat out of him, and he just smiles, dude, at the end.
When he smiled, I was like, oh, so you're insane. Literally crazy.
That was insane. Like, bloody, busted face, and just has this smirk.
Ugh. But he, you know what? He deserved every bit. He deserved every punch.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Every single, I was like, God, thank God he gets a sock to the face. Uh-huh. He deserved it.
But then he still technically got Lucy, which I'm like, so he got what, even though he got beat up, he got what he wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's the thing. He doesn't even want her, I think. My thing is, like, he goes to what is convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when Diana is not convenient or not the shining star anymore, she's like, you loved me when I was impressive, but
I love that theory was true, actually.
Let's circle back, because the last episode, I talked about it, and I was like, I know that she is way too smart for her to fail the LSATs.
Yeah.
I was like, no way in hell, because the entire show, she's been the smartest. She's been the wittiest. She's been the, she's been just, I don't know. I never saw her failing anything.
No.
And the way that she played that out, she deserves a damn award for that. Like, dude. Craziness.
Dude, I also, like, right when he went there to break up with her and he was like, oh, I'm so angry. I'm so upset, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, you're so angry at me. And she's like, no, this isn't anger. And she's like, do you even feel anything right now?
Mm.
And you just see that, like, switch flip. Oh. And he literally is just like,
that, yeah, acting knows
it is what it is.
He's, and like, he just, that's just who I am.
Totally soulless.
Grabbed his backpack, left.
But the thing is like, she, like, plotted that entire thing too. So she was just like, wow, I was right.
The whole,
she wasn't even sad.
Time. And you know what? I think she, with the whole Macy thing. Macy?
The girl who died?
Yes, the girl who died. When she figured that out, I think that's why she was crying in the library. Mm-hmm. She figured it out. She figured out she is with a very manipulative person, a really bad person. And that's why she was crying. And then she had to, when she got into the car at the end, kind of close to the end of the episode with her dad, and she was like, you know, I gotta make it seem like it was him. Yeah. It was his idea.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the smartest thing she could have done, because
she would have never been able to get out of it.
No. And she saw,
and she
also
would have got the repercussions that Lucy's getting.
Got. Yeah. I was like, she saw how he treated Lucy and how insane he went with Lucy, and like how he just needed that revenge every time. And she was like, I don't want to be that person. I need to just, like, be done with this.
He needs to know he won.
Oh, and she,
and
was,
she let him win.
She was patient.
Quote unquote.
Girl. She was patient.
Yeah. That, I mean, and again, circling back, she's smart.
She's so smart.
So she did not fail her LSAT.
She didn't fail her LSATs. She left the man the most perfect way.
Yeah.
And then she got the job, and he now has no way of getting that job or getting that summer
internship or whatever. Thing. But then to double down on that, and we're going to stick with Steven right now because we're just on that train. The him and Lydia situation.
Ugh.
Have you heard theories about this?
No, tell me.
Okay, that he doesn't even like Lydia, that he is using it as, like, revenge on her because he heard what Lucy said at the bar about Chris, of her being, like, sexually assaulted by Chris or whatever, her brother.
Oh.
And he heard about that and he thinks it's true. So he said, I'm going to date Lydia and I'm going to get engaged with her, and has this whole revenge, like, 10-year plotted plan, and Lucy doesn't know, which is why the hot tub scene happens and, like, all of this stuff.
Oh my God.
But obviously just a theory. In reality, but then there's also, not in reality, but also he could be, like, going back, like, doing all this mental stuff with Lucy again.
But you know,
crazy.
What? He knocks out two birds with one stone. So you could have that theory definitely could be right, because he doesn't just have revenge on people who I don't know, like, he does care for Lucy. He did care for Lucy. I don't know if
he
does or did.
He covered up the whole letter thing. Like, Lucy was just going to tell Wrigley which is a whole other thing we have to get into. Like, there's so much that happened in this episode.
Yeah.
But like, he was like, no, I did it.
Like, no, I did it.
Which is why I'm like, that theory kind of feels true.
It does feel true, because, but he's a very smart person too. So it's like but he's so manipulative and so revengeful. And so like,
well, because also Lydia is super wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so is Diana, and Lydia's family's like clearly very well connected. So he's going to use her to get where he needs to get in his career financially, you know, successfully and all that stuff. And then cut it off with Lydia.
Break
and get
her heart.
With Lucy.
Yeah. He's insane.
Which is a wild theory.
Insane. Like,
if I ever meet a man like that, I'm running. I'm running fast.
I am. No, seriously. But then I'm like, oh my God, I see it. Like, I see where Lucy's coming from, because mm-hmm. I think she also is she has her issues. Like, she drives me freaking crazy, bro. Crazy. And I'm just like, but honestly, they deserve each other. And I feel like the more that I watch, the more that I find that out. Like, her doing what she did with her boyfriend in the hot tub to Steven.
Oh, that also
horrible.
Rattled my insides.
That was like so not okay. And I'm like,
her boyfriend reading the text messages
out.
Oh, immediately after the hot tub, he got out, got her phone, read the text from Steven.
Could you even imagine? Like, was he just watching? That's crazy. But she is freaking manipulative and crazy,
They're
too.
The same.
They are. He's definitely crazier.
So his thing is, he's crazy, but he knows he is. Mm-hmm. Like, he knows he is, but he hides it. Lucy doesn't want to be.
Yeah.
And she like denies it. She's like, no, I'm the victim. But she's also manipulative.
She lives for the drama.
Oh, yeah.
She lives for the Steven moment.
Girl, you wouldn't hook up with Steven and then immediately leave your room and then go to Leo's and hook up with Leo's if you didn't love the drama.
Right. She loves the drama.
Yeah.
I think that they deserve each other at this point. I don't know. I used to be like, okay, so main character is Lucy. I guess I'll be rooting for Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
You
root for no one. Well, no.
Bree. No, I don't anymore.
Bree annoys the fuck out of me these days.
Diana. I'm rooting for Diana at this point.
I root for Diana, too. Well, I was going to say I root for Wrigley, because, man, that guy is...
Okay, let's talk about that.
The way our theory... Well, there was no real theory. We just thought that Drew maybe committed suicide.
We know he died 100%.
Yeah. He was going to die. Like, they were building it up.
Yeah.
But that way is not the way I thought it was going to go down. And the way... Oh... The way I was bawling.
No, it was the saddest part of that. I mean, those feelings were like way too much. I was like, this is a lot for like television. Like,
I know. I was like, this is a lot. This man is already so depressed. He gets his brother back. He's just trying to have a good time. And he's just
And of course, they make him have the best time. They make him have the best night. And
they were building that up so,
But at the same time, I hated it so much. But at the same time, I'm like, really, it wasn't his fault. He didn't know.
No.
How is he supposed to know?
Drew, I mean, obviously, Wrigley can drink a lot more than Drew.
Yeah.
Like, but just physicality-wise, yeah. You can see that.
Yeah.
And it's just like, Drew was going drink for drink. Oh, I knew that was going so bad. And in my mind, as I was watching their fun night play out, I was like... I didn't know he took a pill. Maybe I missed that part.
No, I saw it, and that I was just about to say, as soon as I saw them take the pill, I was like, something's going wrong. And I was like, I don't know if he's going to die. I thought that he would have gotten so drunk or so messed up that he would have, like, I don't know, jumping off of, I don't know, something crazy where he would have committed suicide, because I thought Drew was really messed up.
Yeah.
Like, mentally. But the way that it went down was like gut-wrenching.
Yeah, because it's truly just like an accident.
Yes, and Wrigley's accident.
And and it's like Wrigley will beat himself up for that.
For the rest of his life.
Yeah.
So him at the wedding being super annoying, and he's like, guys,
it's Drew's birthday. I was like, now I know. Now I'm like, rightfully so. Like,
yeah.
He can be upset. But that's the thing, like, too, I didn't see the pill get taken, but he was drinking so much that my mind actually immediately jumped to, this isn't going to be good. He's either going to be like so drunk, like something bad happens, or he's going to choke on his vomit.
That's what I thought. That was my first thought when when Wrigley woke up and saw him.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I was like, oh God. And that's what I thought. Like, that was like, oh my God, I was right. I mean, I guess partially, but not.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So,
it's so sad. And now I'm just like, Wrigley's.
Yeah. So I definitely did see what happened with Brie. I 100% called that.
Oh my God, that whole theory also was right, which is wild that that was right.
Which, you know that that couple, well, here's my thing. When I was watching this and seeing all of it go down, at first I thought that Marianne was a part of it and was, I thought that something was going on in the relationship. Maybe they were getting off to him doing this or something mm-hmm. like that. But then after watching this episode, I don't know if she wants this.
No, I don't think so either. I think she just puts up with
it. She puts up with it because yeah. she wants to be with her husband. But if that's the only way that he's going to be happy, then she puts up with it. That's mm-hmm. what I think, because she did not seem like she was sad.
Yeah. Well, when Brie was like, did you know he told me he loved me?
That seemed...
You could tell that that kind of hit. But she was trying to be like,
You're just trying to hurt my feelings.
You're just trying to hurt my feelings. Yeah. But like, it did hurt her feelings.
It did hurt her feelings. And also,
I kind of feel bad if I'm being honest.
Me too. But what the fuck was that comment to Lucy saying, I'm glad he didn't meet you first? What?
I know.
That's like
the way I just leaned in because.
Genuinely, what?
What? When she said that, I went.
But that's where I'm like, this guy seems like a predator.
Yeah. I was like, I'm getting weird. This isn't like. Oh, this guy likes to have like an open relationship. This is like this guy is like creeping on young girls.
Into college sophomore girls.
Yeah, sophomore.
Not even 21 yet. Like the way, but now that I'm looking back at the whole situation, he was so flirty. He locked eyes with Brie.
Oh, he's essentially grooming.
Genuinely, that whole relationship was like weird vibes, weird grooming, like weird stuff with like, I don't know. I just didn't like it.
I saw this other thing online that was saying like it's the same arc that Lucy has when she enters college. She's kind of like, she's innocent. Mm-hmm. And then she meets Steven and she starts doing her makeup differently and she starts acting differently. And Brie has the same, it's the same arc. And she's like this innocent girl. And then she starts doing her makeup super dark. She's doing all the same as Marianne does too. She's wearing the same nails. She's doing red lipstick.
I didn't catch that. Mm-hmm. That's pretty crazy. Oh, and but it's, you know, that fricked her up good.
Oh, yeah.
That messed her up good. And then her finding out, do you know how horrible that is really? Like, it's like he was, like she said to him, she was like, it's like you created this story to like make it be more secretive and more exciting for you. And yeah. I'm not this isn't a storyline for me. Like, this is my life. And I just thought that was so crazy of him to do that to her. I really thought it was like messed up. I'm trying not to guess.
I know.
I thought that was really messed up, but also just to lie to her about it. I'm like, why?
It's a weird game. I mean, it's the Virginia, what is that? Virginia Woolf.
Yep.
Thing. It's maybe not that to it. Well, did they say that they couldn't have a baby?
No.
Okay, because I was shouting that at the TV, so I think I made myself think that they said that. I'm like, they can't have a kid. They can't have a kid. And then I was like, wait, I don't think they said that.
No, they didn't. But they did know about it.
Yeah.
And like the way that
not essentially playing games. Oliver was playing games with Brie.
Yeah.
Marianne is just.
But then at the same time, do you remember when you talked about it last episode where you were like, she was weirdly like touching Brie's shoulder in that meeting where before she knew.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't know how to feel about Marianne. I'm like so back and forth. Like, does she like it or does she not? Like,
well,
I can't
know it was Brie, right?
She knew it was Brie then. It was like from the start of their relationship, she knew. She knew who it was. She knew what he was doing. And so in that meeting, she knew. And so, yeah.
And that's
so embarrassing for Brie, dude.
I know. Like, you never want to be
the one in the dark.
The one that doesn't know. Because then you're like, now I look like an idiot.
That's like my biggest...
We talk about this all the time.
All the time.
I never want to be the person in the dark. I want to know all the details about everyone in this room.
I want to know because I don't want to look stupid. And I will look stupid. You know what I mean? Like, I will make the biggest fool of myself.
That's because we both are the same. We're like, I'll talk to everyone and anyone. And I'm like, I love you. Like,
right.
Da, da, da. And then I come and find out they...
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Killed my best friend's dog.
No, seriously.
And I'm like, now I look like an idiot.
Now I look like a stupid idiot, and I don't want to be that person. And I am so social, so I'm always talking to everybody, and I'm always just so exciting. But like, if I don't know, like, a storyline, I'm like, Okay. Well, now that I do know that,
I'm going to take a step back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. So like fill me in on all the deets.
Yeah. Got to know.
But that was my biggest thing for Brie. I was like, I know she feels like,
you know, that feeling.
And it's, yeah. Yes, I've been there before and nobody wants to feel that way, because then you just look so naive and so young and just stupid. Yeah. Anyways, what other freaking storyline was there?
Let me go back to my notes. I mean, yeah, the fact that all of that came back for me just saying, girl, not even a shower.
we were ready to dive in.
The other theory about giving the earrings to Marianne as a gift wasn't true, because she knew, but they lied to Brie. That one was wild. Like, he told Brie that he had to tell Marianne that they were a gift.
And Marianne knew.
But Marianne knew weird. And then she handed over, she goes, these must be yours. Handed over the earrings.
It's like, she's mad. She is mad.
I was like,
but also, I don't know. Like, are there no boundaries? Like, you're okay with your husband in your bed? Like, and the way that she walked in, she was like, I'm so sorry to Brie. I knew.
I'm so sorry. I was like, oh.
It clicked for me right then and there. And I was like, but also when she went into the classroom and put it behind her ear, I was like,
she's doing something. Yeah.
You are mad. You know you're mad. We can all tell you're mad.
Was there anything else that happened?
I don't know. I was trying to think if there was anything with Pippa, but I don't think so. I mean, I'm still just like obsessed that her and Diana are together at the end of the day.
Well, they got mad at each other, I think. Isn't that what happened? They got into like a little tiff at the end of the episode.
They stay getting in tiffs.
Yeah, but obviously they're fine.
I know.
There is a theory that they're doing a whole revenge.
Mm.
Something.
A revenge arc.
A revenge
arc. You know what? I saw this TikTok. I was like, so they're not filming for another 2 years.
I know.
Which is like, what? Are you kidding me? But I was like, I cannot. I saw this TikTok and they were like, listen, I can't wait to keep watching these people ruin each other's lives. Like,
it's so entertaining.
It is the most entertaining thing. And like, usually I'm not into this kind of TV show.
Oh, I love it.
Like, I love like, you already know, babes.
I already know. Game of Thrones.
I love freaking anything like magical and fantasy and crazy. That's what I love. And so usually these type of shows just don't ever reel me in.
Mm-hmm.
This is just, I was waiting for something to be so dramatic and
you never
so
get
insane
bored.
That I don't get bored and that I have to know the ending.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like the fact that everything we just talked about in the past couple of minutes, more than the past couple of minutes.
was in one episode. Yeah.
And there's more that we can't even fathom. We can't even remember.
Can't remember.
The way that we're talking about one thing and go, well, we're going to have to circle back and talk about the other people correlated with this one. It's insane.
I'm like sitting there like, how do they just like put this crap together? Because it works out so beautifully.
I know. Well, that's okay. So I was thinking about this earlier. I was like, when writing a show in general, I guess, or maybe it's show to show, but like Tell Me Lies, did they sit down and were like, they write season one.
They figure out the whole thing?
They don't anticipate being a season two. They hope that there is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, is it fully written?
I'm sure that or they like. I'm sure.
Because I'm like, man, that's a whole nother riddle in your brain where you write a whole season. And you're like, okay, so what should we do next?
And then you have to keep up with every storyline. And there's a lot of storyline.
They all intertwine.
We didn't talk about this, but Evan is a stupid fat idiot. He's a stupid, stupid idiot. Why would he tell of all people, Steven, this information that he slept with Lucy?
He even knew when he said it. He literally told him, and he said, are you going to hold this against me and blah, 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 stuff. I'm like,
you know he is.
You know that's what he does.
Of all people, I thought, surely Evan sees right through Steven. He's the only one who's like, he sucks.
Yeah.
He stays saying he sucks through the whole 2 seasons.
And then the way that Steven says, I'm not going to use this against you today.
Oh!
And Evan like hugs him and I'm like, dude, are you stupid? He said today.
And then 7 years later decides to bring it up.
And that's how you know Steven is a psychopath.
Crazy person. He's crazy. He's crazy. Ladies. Look at the signs, babes. Look at the signs. Steven.
There's so many red flags.
Steven is your sign, okay? Just know. Take this as a lesson. You don't want to be a Lucy or a Diana. Even Diana was like, didn't she say, I don't know, I feel like she said something. No, this was an interview that Lucy, the actress, did. And
yeah,
she was like,
Grace,
it can be anyone who can be so easily manipulated. Like, take this as like a warning and steer away. steer away as much as possible.
No, it's literally a warning for people. Yeah. I mean, male or female.
Right.
They're all out there.
The crazies will come and get you.
This is not necessarily related to the episode. Well, mm-hmm. I guess a little bit. But I was watching an interview about Steven's real character.
Yeah.
Don't know his name.
The real actor?
The real actor.
Got it.
Real character. The real actor that plays Steven. He was in an interview talking about his tattoos. And
The finger ones?
He's talking about the finger ones. Okay. And then he's talking about the one behind his ear, because he was like, a lot of people think that me and Leo have the same tattoo, but mine.
I saw this.
Yeah. And he was like, Lucy gave me this. Did you hear, not Lucy, but you know.
The actress.
The sorry. Actress. Yeah. She gave me this. And he was like, yeah, she spent some time in jail. Did you hear this?
You're joking.
Well, okay. So then I Googled it and I couldn't find anything, but I'm like, but.
Her publicist is working overtime.
He said that. And then the interviewers were like, oh yeah, like what was it? Six and a half years. And there's like seven.
What?
I was like, wait, am I missing? Was that a joke? And I just didn't pick up on it. Like, because she's good at tattoos or something. I don't know. I can't find it anywhere. So if anyone.
Maybe it is, but oh my God, if she's been. I'm like, she's not old enough to spend 7 years in jail.
That's what I'm saying. How old is she?
I don't know, but she doesn't look old enough. 7 years.
What? That's why I was like, no way.
No way.
But
that had to be a joke.
That's what I'm saying. It has to be a joke. Because I literally immediately exited out of TikTok and I said, Google.
But also,
actress
I'm.
Who plays Lucy. Spent jail. Jail time.
Jail time. What did she do? I want to know. No, I'm also the most gullible person there ever was or ever is. So like you say one thing, I'm like, I'll know it and believe it in my soul.
Oh, no, I watched this TikTok.
Right.
And I said, so she spent time in jail.
No, TikTok is my Google. It's bad.
It's actually my Google. I literally will go in there and be like.
If I need a recipe, if I need fact checking, TikTok, baby.
Sickness symptoms.
TikTok. Every time. Sickness. Medicine help? Doctors are my TikTok.
Yeah.
Yep. Sorry about it. My God, what an episode.
It is crazy. And like, yeah. I think that we could go on and on and on about it, especially if we like did a live podcast, like immediately after the episode. I think
we would have done
a full hour of talking because I was fuming.
Dude, I meant to watch it again because first of all, I need to just watch it again for my own personal. I need all the details. I need to see and start theorizing for next season. But what a dang episode. Like genuinely, there's so much. I knew though, because the episode before this, I was like, there wasn't enough. There was not enough tea to be spilt for this to be like,
oh, it was a setup.
For sure.
It was a setup, which they're so good at setting you up.
Dude, and
everything is set up for season three too.
Right. I saw one of the actresses doing an interview and it was like, they were like, it's so crazy how the writers and like the producers and directors and all of this like set this up. And in the last episode, they answer all of your questions. They leave you wanting more.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also have like character arcs. And it's like just crazy like seeing all of that go down. Like genuinely one of the best like writing I've seen in a minute.
I was thinking that too. I was like, are these writers going to get an award? Because like
they need it.
This is some insane story. And it's not like stupid. Like it's not stupid plotting. It's like intricate thinking, like riddle. Like they are riddles that they are putting out in this TV show. And I'm just like,
I know.
What is going on?
I know. I just can't even imagine what the next season's going to be like. But I know it's going to be better. So
I'm excited.
Me too. Oh, man. Oh,
so
let me even move on.
Well. Last week, because we were so busy.
Right.
We saw Moulin Rouge.
Yes.
Oh, not the movie.
The play. So we went to TPAC in Nashville.
What does TPAC stand for?
Tennessee Performing Arts Center.
I just clicked when I asked that.
Yes. It was, I've never been, so I haven't been to a play in so long. And like genuinely, the feeling that I get at plays is like, I wish I were a theater kid. I wish that I were an actress, you know?
I'm like, where did I go wrong?
And I'm just watching them up there. I'm like, they're just so magical. Like, they are creating such a story.
I'm like, how fun would it be to be like all dressed up and just.
Especially for this dude.
Oh my God, it looks so fun.
Oh, it was H-O-T hot, girl.
It was.
Yeah.
Now we all know why Jackson wanted to go.
Right.
Opening scene, I said.
Mm.
I see.
So this makes sense. So, this is adding up.
Yep.
Yeah. So it was, I didn't know it was a tragedy though.
That yeah. So like... I will say neither of us saw the movie Moulin Rouge. And I would say neither of us even knew what we were walking into.
No. And you know what? I've talked about this before. That's what I love to do.
And the minute that show started, I literally, biggest smile on my face. I think like 5 minutes in, I lean over to you and go, I'm having so much fun.
The best time. And of course, they're so smart. And before you go into the theater and the show starts, you can get wine and they can make it a double.
So I walked in
with a fat solo cup full of wine, sat my happy ass down in the seat, ready for a good show. And I was so entertained.
Entertained?
Yeah.
She was entertained.
I was trying to say I was not disappointed, but you know what I mean.
Yes. And then I was sitting next to our friend Anna, and Anna was like, oh, this is a jukebox play. I said, oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
I'm going to find out what a jukebox play is.
Yep.
And oh, did I find out, and do I love a jukebox play?
Girl, it was so a jukebox play.
Yeah.
They pretty much remix all the songs that you know and love and they put it in the show. So like, it's just so funny because like one of them was like something sad happened. It was hilarious. Like they were really, really funny.
They were so good.
I know. But then it was like one thing came on, but then it was like, baby, you're firework.
Oh my God. They were singing it so intensely too.
Yeah. And it was just like something so, it just like that song popped up out of the, in the random. It was just so freaking funny. But they had all of those types of songs. So we got to sing along and we just had so much fun. We were over there. I was singing with you.
Oh yeah, we were. Me. I mean, they had like what? They had a full blown Lady Gaga segment.
Yes.
Bad Romance.
It was so good. And it was just like the outfits were literally amazing. Mm-hmm. But then they were like all such great dancers. I mean, it was a freaking show.
It was a show. And I haven't been to a play. I think the last play I went to was Wicked, which was a long time ago.
So jealous.
On Broadway.
Yep.
The Broadway. And I was obsessed.
They really did that. And they do that for their job.
Literally. Like they were here from the 8th to the 20th.
My God.
Every night.
Yeah, they really popped off though. They really popped off.
They did.
My God, we had a great time. And then I guess after that, we talked about like the Halloween party and all of our plans for Halloween, which is really fun. So we did last Friday, we had Sophia over to my house, and we did a fun little movie night, and it was like a Tim Burton night. That's what we were gonna do. And we were like trying to think of movies to watch, and what was it called?
I could not tell you. Something Regular Children.
Regular children. Miss Something's Regular Children.
It's a kids movie.
It was really fun,
but it was cute.
I loved that it was like background noise because we like to chat it up.
Yeah,
like, our home movies are chatting time.
Yeah. And Shay got us a little project to do. When I tell you sewing is not my forte, starting off this project was slightly frustrating. Granted, mine was broken.
Well, I started this being like, yours was broken. I started this being like, oh, we're going to paint pumpkins. And then I go to the store looking for, I don't know, cutesy little stuff. And I found these little, what is it called?
I don't know what they're called. They're like the thing where you pull the fabric over the wooden cylinder and then you sew.
It's pretty much just sewing. And you sew little patchwork or whatever. Oh my gosh, we know what it's called.
I don't know what it's called.
What is it called when you get things?
Embroidery?
Embroidery.
Oh, is that what that's called?
A beginner's embroidery kit. And babes,
beginner.
It's not for beginners.
Beginner.
It was tough.
That was the scariest thing that was happening.
No, it was spooky. Like
I said, oh wait, how do you thread the needle?
I know that we both sat there for like 20 minutes trying to get that dang thing through the needle. And Sophia was like already finished with the cat by that time.
Yeah, Sophia is just cranking out over there. Yeah. Like I'm over here getting frustrated. My thing's broken. I'm like, why isn't the thing stretching?
It.
Yeah. Shay's taping my wooden circle. And I'm just like.
It was low-key a nightmare. But we had a great time. And the movie was fun. It was good background noise.
I love that at the end of the movie. Well, so we picked this movie because we were like, oh, let's all watch something like we've never watched. Yeah. And like literally there's 5 minutes left in the movie. I said, here's my truth. Here's my tea, guys. I think I've seen this movie.
Right. So you're a liar.
Sorry, guys. I lied.
Giving Steven.
It is. sorry to manipulate you all into watching this movie.
I mean, it was good. I personally wanted to watch The Corpse Bride, but that's okay. I'll eat that. We can do it next time.
Yeah. I personally wanted to watch Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, I would have loved that one.
But it's okay. I'll eat that too.
I know. It was background noise. Yeah. And we just like to chat it up.
Yeah.
We like to chat it up. Anyways, so we had I had a great week. We were busy.
Yeah, we were.
Oh my God. And then we had our shoot.
Oh yeah, we did have a See You Next Tuesday shoot, which you guys will progressively see on these socials. Do you have any scary stories?
Oh no.
Like personal scary stories, not like,
you know what,
at a camp.
I thought about it today and I could not come up with one single spooky story in my life.
You've never like thought you saw a ghost?
No.
Never.
I mean, I've done like Ouija boards with my friends, but literally nothing happened.
What a blissful life you have lived.
I've lived a blissful life. Like
the demons aren't out to get you.
No, I mean, I've got my guardian angels watching out for me.
You really do.
So
I guess in a way, I do too, because I'm still here.
We're still here. But I am having a feeling that you have a scary story.
Oh, baby.
Tell me.
Oh, my gosh.
Real life scary story.
There are about 6 people out there that know what I'm about to talk about. They are my roommates in college. I moved into this house. What was it? Going into my junior year of college. Ooh, this house. So, okay, let me back up.
Okay.
One of my best friends from college, her parents bought this house. They were going to let us live in it for her senior year. So she's a year older than me. And while we were living in it, there was going to be like some construction, whatever, and a good little deal, right?
Yes.
Beautiful, stunning, gorgeous, amazing house. Peaked in life. I was living on the beach. It's like a six bedroom, I think, house or something like that. 5, I can't remember.
Wait, before you continue, this is giving like a movie of like you go to the house and it's like perfect. It's giving Hill House.
That's
okay. Okay.
Well,
okay.
Not in a way, I guess.
In a way.
But okay. So it's literally beautiful. Like I truly can't say that enough. I love that house. It is a special place in my heart. So all of us, at the most, there were 6 people living, 7 people living there. I'm terrible at my math, but there's all girls and then one guy. And when I tell you we moved into this house, the history behind this house is it is called the Tarhelia Inn. So it was an inn. It was built in 1910.
Okay.
When we moved in, all the numbers on the doors were like the original numbers from the inn. So like I was in like room number 1.
Okay.
You know, the girl next to me was room number 2. So like for when people who checked in, like, you know,
yeah,
whatever. It's an inn. So with that, like
creepy.
Yeah. So with that, there were the house came with the keys
to the rooms.
So like all the room numbers had their own keys, and my roommate Lee, she was like, I don't know if it was her or her parents. I think it might have been her. But she decided to like take a piece of the floor board and like make like a artwork out of it, basically hang all the keys on it, like as a little historical memorabilia.
Cute.
So she hung it on her wall in her bedroom, which was upstairs. I remember one night I was downstairs in the kitchen. All of a sudden I hear this loud bang on the floor.
She pissed off the ghost.
Lee comes running down the stairs with this thing, and she's got all the keys are scattered. They're all over her floor. And she goes, I was sitting in my bed and the thing just flew off the wall. She was, I swear to God, like it was crazy, all this stuff. I was like, oh my God, okay, this is weird. You know, one of those things where it's like creepy, but whatever,
creepy,
everyone
but
writes it off.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Fine.
Like, weird. And then it just keeps going where, again, there are like 7 total in this house, 6 total. I literally can't remember. I'm bad at math. But at once. So when everyone in a house is experiencing different things, you're like,
wait,
this kind of has to sort of be real. So like I would always be like by myself, like not always, but when I was home alone, no one else was there, I would always hear footsteps.
Ooh.
In my friend Lee's room. So
you
I was
got
like
the shit end of the stick.
Well, yeah. Well, then I wasn't the only one that was hearing that. Like, literally everyone had their own separate experience where no one was home and they heard footsteps upstairs. Like, whether it was Lee's room or like the hallway, like we all heard the footsteps. Even we had a dog there at one point. Even the dog would just be like, when you'd hear the footsteps, the dog would just be looking up.
Ooh.
And like,
no, thank you.
It was wild. And then like, there's just so many crazy things that happen. Like, again, my friend Lee.
Poor girl.
She said she was telling me today, actually, because I asked her and she was like, remember when my literal like glass door to my shower shattered into a million pieces? And she was like, and then the same night I was drinking out of a glass cup, I set it down on the table and it shattered. She was like,
dude, they did not like her. She took their floorboard and they were not having it.
But to say, I mean, like Lee. So it's Lee's like family. Now her parents like live there and everything. And it's like completely redone. But we named this ghost. Her name's Sandy.
Aw.
And we grew to coexist.
Okay.
So she was never like a mean ghost or anything like that.
She seems just a little emotional.
I think she was angry we moved in.
Okay.
But then realized we're here to love this house.
Did you guys ever party in that house?
Oh, yeah. My 21st birthday was at that house.
Stop.
Yeah. So Sandy attended my 21st birthday.
Oh, my God. Iconic.
I know. But no. So it's like my other roommate, Zach, the one guy, he heard footsteps all the time when he was home alone. Like my friend Morgan that also lived there heard footsteps.
I can just imagine you guys walking around the house. You hear it. You're like, Sandy, what's up?
We actually got to that point where
good
like
morning.
We would straight up go to bed and we go, good night, Sandy. And it was like. But I think one of the craziest things that I personally experienced in that house was like the footsteps, of course. Me and Lee, this had to be like over Christmas break or something because we both swam. We're on the swim team together and we were home alone, yeah. Like getting ready to go out or something. She lived upstairs and I lived downstairs. I'm at my little vanity, which everyone called the station in college. I'm getting ready. Don't know what I'm doing. Maybe I'm listening to music. I'm sitting in silence. Who knows? I am like sitting there and I'm like, oh, like Lee's like watching Netflix or something, whatever. She comes downstairs maybe like 10 minutes later and she just goes, who are you talking to? And I go, what are you talking about? And she goes, were you not on the phone? I was like, no. And she's like, oh, were you like watching TV or something? I was like, no. I was like, I thought you were watching Netflix. And she goes, no, I had nothing on.
Oh.
And she goes, did you think did you think I was talking to someone? And she was like, yeah. And we both were like,
oh my God.
Who did we hear talking? And literally we were like, okay, cool. Okay, let's get ready and let's go out.
Let's leave. No, I would not be able to be alone in that house ever.
It was crazy. And it's weird how I got so, you get so used to it.
Yeah. Well, here's my thing is like, I never, because I haven't had one of these paranormal activity experiences, mm-hmm. I never believe it. That's why I can so watch scary movies. I can so be fine with it because I never believe it's true.
Well, my thing is I think I lived it and I was like, she's nice.
It's when you get the mean ones. That's when you move out. But then of course in the movies, they're like, if you move out, they follow you.
Yeah.
But
they latch onto you.
But I think it's just their personal pet possession, their personal house. You guys are raiding it.
Sandy, so. I think Sandy, after a while, she really did love us.
She got used to you.
Yeah.
No more shattering, no more knocking down the floorboards.
I do have a picture of her.
What?
Okay. So the way this house was set up, I was in, of course me, I was in the bedroom across from the basement.
Oh.
In the basement. Was scary.
No, you didn't go down there.
It was scary. So the basement, there was a back room that was completely not done, like has not been touched in years. There was a room down there that was all mirrors, like
full,
like 75 mirrors just everywhere. I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. Like, and then a worn out shower from like literally like had to be like the 80s, maybe 90s. Like it just rusted. They completely redid it, but it was scary. So the basement was just a terrifying place. And the stairs were like these old wood. I mean, I'm talking like imagine like a beach house from the 1900s. Like,
no, I've got the picture.
Yeah.
I've got the picture in my head.
Got it.
Yeah.
So there's like
I'm not loving it.
No. So I open up my bedroom door And then right across from me, like literally like 5 feet, not even, is another door to the basement. And there's like these little stairs. Creepy. And if there's no lights on at the bottom, it's dark.
No.
So I'm walking by and I take a picture because I'm like, oh, this is creepy. I kid you not. If you look at the picture, which I have because I asked Zach because he's the only one that has it.
Give me.
I think Lee has it too, but.
Give me it right now.
You can literally see.
This is not real.
You can literally see a figure. I swear to God. Okay. Also,
the way that I thought that this story. So she tells me like, oh, I have a story for like a Halloween edition episode, right? The way that I thought that this was going to be so lighthearted. This is real life. This is real life.
Okay. So you're going to have to like.
Okay.
I want you to look at it and see and okay. Tell me if you see it. So that's also the stairs across from my bedroom.
You
tell me you see it doesn't zoom. I don't know why.
Oh my God. Wait. Okay, here is where I'm looking.
Describe what you see.
I'm seeing here, right here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right here.
Yeah, what does it look like?
I mean, it definitely looks like a figure.
Yeah, and like a white dress.
In a white dress. What the frick? Stop it.
It's Andy.
But it's like, there's nothing down there. That's why I'm like, maybe it could be like something outside, but there's nothing outside down there. Like, there's no door down there.
There is a door.
There's a door right there, but there's no like.
Like, not at the bottom. Like, so if you were to make a right where she's like coming out of.
Sandy, get out of here.
Is that not wild? Also, like me getting ready to do my laundry and.
You're just living life. You're living your college life.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Yep. So that's Sandy.
And this is also me hearing a personal paranormal activity story in real life mm-hmm. for the first time. It's the way that my eyes went straight to where you were talking about, though.
Okay,
and I
good,
was like gaslighting myself. I was like, wait, but is that it? It looks like it.
That's why I was like, I want you to figure it out for yourself. Yeah.
No, that's terrifying. I hate that. I hate that for you. But you know, it turned out she was a nice ghost.
Honestly, if it was bad, then it would have been bad. But like, because nothing bad happened and she just was walking around. She's just living her life.
She was a little angry at first. We get it.
Yeah, she said, whoa, I want to let you guys know I'm here and these are my keys and you're staying in my home. And we said, whoa,
these
Sandy.
Are my keys.
We said, whoa, Sandy, we're not here to intrude, steal your house.
We're going to take a step back.
Yeah, we said, girlfriend.
No more moving stuff. No more building things. Yeah.
Oh, so that's the other thing. There were people that lived in there before us, like college girls.
Okay.
And she said that every time she came home from class, like, her stuff would be scattered like all over the floor in her bedroom. This wasn't Lee's bedroom. This was my friend Kate/Zach's bedroom. Not that they stayed. This made it sound like they lived together. She studied abroad in Australia and he lived in her room.
Got
and
it.
And she moved back in.
Got it.
Subleasing. But so it was that room on the first floor. This girl would come home from class and there'd be just stuff scattered all over her floor. And I think at first she was like, my roommates are like messing with me. This is so annoying, like whatever. And then it kept happening. And she was just like, can you guys like stop like throwing my stuff on the floor and like messing up my room? And they were like, what are you talking about?
Ooh.
And like, that's when it kind of clicked. And they were like, oh my God, like every time like her makeup or like just stuff would be all over their floor.
Sandy seems like a little angry, a little She's jealous. Like,
I need to let you know I'm here.
I'm here. You're in my room.
Yeah.
You're in my room.
And she's like, you need to accept it. And we accepted it.
See, the way that I would move out immediately, as soon as that realization happened, I'm out.
Yeah, I don't know why.
You guys literally, you lived with it.
I mean, if you saw this house, when you're a junior in college, you'd be like,
okay.
Well, the reason we named her Sandy is because we literally lived on the, like, I'm not even joking when I say, like, you walk out the door, you go 20 feet, you're at the beach.
Oh.
So I was like, well, I mean, if I die in the process, like.
I'll die a happy girl.
I'll die on the beach.
Right. Yeah. I'll die happy. I mean, I see myself being, like, a super angry ghost. Like.
Oh.
I'm not having it. I'm not having it.
I wasn't going to get that from you. Earlier in this episode, she said, I'm just so happy and so social. And when I'm a ghost, I'm going to be angry.
No, I'm going to come back and I'm going to haunt every single one of you bitches.
I would like
that. It's over for you hoes when I become a ghost. That's my truth. No, because like I'm not living anymore and you are. That already I'm
rude.
I'm set up for anger. You know, I'm set up for I'm going to ruin your life and get you to move out of every house you live in. Yeah. So.
Instead of a see you next Tuesday of the week, we're just gonna kind of read a scary story that I found. It's kind of scary.
I love Halloween.
Me too.
I love Halloween.
It's kind of scary, but it's kind of funny in a dark way.
Yes.
Dark humor. Okay. So take it with a grain of salt because I chuckled when I read it. I went, okay. Billy, wake up. Get up, Billy, my mom yelled from the doorway. 5 more minutes, I said with a groan. I woke up, got my clothes on, and left for junior high school. It was a pretty normal day, but something felt off. You know, like a subtle sense of worry in the background. By lunch, I had a pit in my stomach. I thought at the time that my overall feeling of dread was because of the abusive school life I live. By the end of the day, I really felt like I could puke. Finally, I made it home. I open up the door and I see a strange man in my kitchen. This man in the kitchen didn't look quite right. I walked in and no one even acknowledged me. What the hell, I thought, as I walked to the fridge and grabbed a bottle of cola. So I walked up to my mother and tried to get her attention. After a few minutes of trying, she finally answered, "What do you want?" she said angrily. "Who is that guy? I've never seen him before. He looks off," I whispered in her ear. "A friend," she said in an annoyed tone. So I decided to ask him, "What's your name?" I asked. He didn't reply for a while. "I don't have a name," he said in a spacey tone. He went to his room and started to read his comic book. Knock, knock, knock. "Help, open up the door. Help, Billy. Help," his mother yelled. He rushed to open the door, but his mom was just standing there covered in blood. The man stood behind her. His mouth was surrounded by blood. His teeth were dripping. He was holding her bloody and tattered face. I was so shocked I didn't know what to do, so I sprinted past him and my mother's lifeless body. He chased me. I jumped on my bike and just started going as fast as I could. He was following, running at 30 miles per hour at least. That was 30 years ago. It's now 2012 and no one believes my story, quite frankly. I don't believe it myself. Now I'm in the psych ward because they think I did it and I don't blame them. It's a far-fetched idea.
Excuse me?
I know.
Excuse me?
I was just on the depths of Reddit.
I love Reddit.
Me too. I read that and I was like, oh man, that's crazy. And then I went,
I love how he's telling the story like, oh, it's crazy man.
Crazy man.
And then he's like, I'm in the psych ward, still figuring it out if I did it.
Could be me.
It adds up.
I mean, there was no one else there.
I was not expecting that at the end. I was like, wait, what? I was like, so random.
I know. I kept reading. It's like funny reading it for the first time. And as you're reading it and then you suddenly get to the bottom and you're like,
yeah,
that was 30 years ago. I was like, wait, what?
What? God, I freaking love Halloween. I love spooky shit. I love it all. Speaking of, we really need to go see Smile 2 that's in theaters.
That's what we're going to go see.
Yes, we definitely have to see it and talk about it next
time. Next week.
Next week.
We should go see it.
We also, Halloween. Since it's going to be Tuesday when this is going to be go live, we have had our Halloween party, so we can go ahead and talk about our outfits, which I'm excited about.
I know.
So you go first.
Okay, so I'm going to be the Joker, but not the Joker that when I say it, you all think and you're like, oh, the Jared Leto. No. I'm going to be the Joaquin Phoenix walking down the stairs with the red suit, yellow
that is so hot.
Vest.
You got to do the dance that he does.
Yeah,
down the stairs.
I'll start practicing.
Good.
But yeah, just because like the classic like red suit, I just think it hits harder.
It's hot.
I don't like I think the purple and green Joker is so overrated and played out.
That's true. And the Harley Quinn. This one's a good one. This one's a really, really good one,
it's
I think.
Classic
because also
Joker.
The movie came out so recently.
Well, that's the other thing too. I was like, oh, it's literally that Joker.
Yeah.
Like the red suit.
The newest thing. Joker.
Yeah. So
here's my tea. This was Jackson's idea. He really wanted to be, what did he want to be? I don't even know what it is.
He said an 1800s Englishman.
Yes. So think Bridgerton, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was his. He got the outfit first, and I had to pretty much play along because me and Shannon were going to be.
I thought Jackson was going to kill me if I wasn't a Bridgerton character. He's like, why don't you want to be one? I said, because I don't resonate with it.
So before, it was going to be me, Shannon, Will, and Jackson, and we were all going to be, what is it?
Wicked.
So.
Or Wizard of Oz.
Glinda, and then you were.
Elphaba. I don't know how to say her name.
Elphaba, I think. And we were going to do the good witch, bad witch, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that was so hot. We had our outfits pretty much planned out. And then Jackson was like, I don't want to be a lion or a tin man. And I was like, okay, so what do you want to be?
Scarecrow.
Yeah. What do you want to be? And then he was like, I want to wear this. And he shows me this like
straight up just like a soldier, like a British soldier.
Yeah, a British soldier with like the buckled shoes, all the things.
The wig.
And I was like, I can work with this. So anyways, I'm going to be, I guess, Bridgerton-esque. And mm-hmm. I think it's going to be so fun. He walked in his outfit and we started doing like the little.
And that's the way he also. Okay, so not I like Bridgerton. I do. But it just doesn't resonate with me as it does for some people. And Jackson really wanted me to be a Bridgerton guy.
He wanted us all four to dress up together.
He did. And I said, It's not happening. It's just not happening.
I looked at Shannon and I was like, I know you.
You do know me.
And you know. I was like, you're a dark dresser for Halloween. Well, I am. Does that make sense? I like to be scary.
The Joker.
Yes.
I like to be like, I would like, when we said wicked, I said, I'm the Wicked Witch.
Right.
Like
we
there
both
was no
knew.
Discussion.
And I'm like such a princess. Yeah. Like I want to be like cutesy. I don't know. So we're like, definitely opposite on that. Yeah. So when Jackson was trying to convince you, I was like, there's no hope convincing here. Yeah. Like give it a rest.
Yeah.
So I was like,
Jackson, when my other options are the Wicked Witch of the West or, you know, the Joker.
Or the Catwoman.
There's a theme here.
Yeah. Let's use our critical thinking skills.
I'm either being a gender bending costume or I'm like the dark side.
Yeah. Right.
And it's like, I don't know. I like dressing scary, but
yeah,
a little hot.
Yeah. So
I like
to
mix the two.
It's going to be a fun party. We've already lived the party when this episode goes out.
I'm sure it was a great time.
I'm assuming it was a great time. I'm sure there was fun karaoke and a lot of good drinks.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm happy about it.
I'm putting this good in the world, this good juju. I'm sure my costume was great because let me tell you, I'm a little nervous.
Why is it so stressful to dress up for Halloween?
It's the makeup.
My makeup's going to be tough too. I know.
Like when granted, I'm putting on clown makeup, so I'm supposed to look like a clown, but I look too much like a clown.
You want
to
be a sexy clown.
I look like a clown.
Right.
I look like I'm about to go work the street corner.
You know what? But I did love in the second Joker movie with Lady Gaga, her makeup was good.
It's like subtle. See, that's what I'm like, do I do a subtle? I should probably do a subtle.
I know. I think I'm leaning towards more subtle too. Anyways, you guys will see it. We're going to do a ton of TikToks and a ton of stuff and we're going to have a great time.
Yeah. We won't be dressed as sharks, even though kind of loving this costume.
I'm eating this up. I will be dressed when I take Romy for trick-or-treating, which he is most excited for. My God. He won't stop talking about it. Mommy, is it Halloween? Nope. Next week.
Just come trick-or-treating just to wear this thing.
Please. Please come. It's really fun, actually.
I haven't been trick-or-treating, so actually that'd be so... I mean, I have been trick-or-treating.
Wait, before we end this episode, though, I'm so sad because there are not a lot of trick-or-treaters anymore. Is this like a common theme? Like everybody's doing trunk-or-treats.
What's a trunk-or-treat?
Where people like do it in their trunks at like churches and schools and all that stuff, and then they don't do trick-or-treating. I miss the days of taking a pillowcase.
Oh, I was walking around the neighborhood.
Finding that big house that gives you the full candy bars. Mm-hmm. Mm.
You get your steps in as a kid.
I know. And I'm like, now I feel old because what is going on?
Wait, I didn't know this.
Yeah,
this is actually really sad because truly I loved Halloween as a kid solely for that reason. I got to stay up late and eat candy with my neighborhood friends.
Yes, you walk around with your little squad. It's so fun. Yeah. I don't know. I saw this last year, though, where everybody was like, where are all the trick-or-treaters? Like, what is happening? Get out and trick-or-treat, kids. If you won't, I will.
We'll do it for you, like this.
I'll run the streets, okay? I'll do what I have to do.
I wish I was like a kangaroo, because then I could have like a pouch.
Oh, I love a pouch.
And then I could
just... put it in the pouch.
Put it in.
Anyways, I guess that concludes our Halloween ep.
I know.
This is fun.
This was fun.
I'm going to dress up for every episode.
I was about to say, I was like, why do I kind of just love being... I want to keep talking because I want to stay in my shark costume.
I don't want to get out of my shark. I'll sleep in this, babes. I will. I will.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And DM us because they're always open. Whether you hate us, you love us, you got a crazy story.
Yes.
I guess I kind of want to hear if you hate me.
I guess I'd want to know that.
I guess so.
No, we do want to hear all of your DMs, all of your thoughts and everything. Text us. Wait. If you know us, text us.
If you know me, you can text me.
And with that, we will See you next Tuesday.
Oh my gosh. Ooh.